Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That's right. It's another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show with Making Eight, your official voice of Buckers Now. Man, I got to tell you, we have been just working at it. There is no rest for the weary. And we're going to let you know a little bit about what we have going on right here on our show today. We've got, you know, quite a few things to talk about. Of course, we're in the chat room, and we see some of our normal Making Eight maniacs, but we're kind of a little short-handed today. I only see about four in there, so we're going to have to see if we can't get some of the other ones on board here this morning. Man, I'll tell you what, it's exciting to see what's going on. PBR is getting underway, getting ready to go into their third event for 2011. You know, if you guys had the opportunity to watch the Brendan Clark show last night, what a fantastic time. He had some great guests, and we'll talk about those guys. Also want to let you all know, please continue your prayers for Jody Newberry as he is out of the hospital and actually heading back home to Oklahoma today. Y'all make sure to continue to keep him in your prayers. That's going to be a long haul for him. I know when I had my head injury and I was flown to a hospital, I was about 2 hours away, and that was enough for me. He's got himself a long trip, and we want to wish him well for that trip so he can get home and recover well, and we can see him back out pretty soon. We got a contest giveaway here today. I know we're going to have Cody joining us, PBR News for You. He'll be jumping on board here after a while, and we'll see if we can't get him on board. And I know he's got an autographed shirt and a Brendan Clark cutout, so you know, or jersey, I should say. It's a bullfighting jersey. So got some great prizes there, and hopefully you guys had submitted your questions or your answers to his question yesterday by 9 o'clock last night. So I see that we've got some of our Making Eight maniacs listening in on the phone lines and want to say a big old howdy to you. We are glad that you are here today, no doubt. And I'm telling you, we've got some cool things working. We're going to let you all know about them here before too long, I can promise you. But you guys got to let me know what you guys thought of the Brendan Clark show. And you know what? It also kind of brought us in. I know I got mentioned this morning from Miss Crisco here in the chat room asking about the fantasy draft for the PBR. And, you know, I started off in New York, and I didn't do so well. Of course, one of our very own Making Eight Maniacs led that event. And, you know, I know that she did real well, her and her husband, and, of course, that being Miss Sandy at 2G Bucking Bulls. And they did quite well that week. I didn't see the results from this past week. I actually didn't even put my picks in. I got so busy out there in Oklahoma that we just overlooked it. But the mention was that if we start a group, a Making Eight Maniac group over there, and I would love to do that. We're going to get over there today and try to work on setting that up so we can get some of our fans over there and get them involved in the group, you know, the fantasy group. So it should be a lot of fun. You guys got to let me know, though. Help me out here because I'm having trouble with my picks. So I'm pretty good on the bull side of things, but not so good on the Cowboys. And so you guys will have to give me some insight. We'll see if we can't work together on that. I see Miss Carly is here joining us today. I want to say a big old howdy to you. And, of course, Miss Barbara, as always, one of our dedicated Making 8 Maniacs, and we absolutely love you guys. We got some cool things to talk about, no doubt about it, today. We hit the ground running. As soon as we got off the airplane, we started making phone calls, and we're back at it. We want to talk a little bit more about the IPRA and some of the things we got to do while we were out there. We got some PBR to talk about as the Cowboys get ready to hit Anaheim this weekend. Should be a good deal there. So let's talk about it here. We're going to take a short break, and our first break is going to be brought to you by Ride Rank for a Cure. That's right. You guys donated some money to them, helping continue their drive to fight not only breast cancer but all cancer awareness. And we sure do appreciate it. We're going to continue to keep them in our thoughts and wish them well as they get out there and strive for the best. Sponsoring a lot of bull riders, sponsoring actually a good friend of mine in Scott Fry, who you saw down there at the IPRA, the IFR 41, joining us in the broadcast booth. He's a big supporter of Ride Rank for a Cure, as is Macon 8. So you guys don't go anywhere. We're going to take a short break. How about we kick things off here on a, what's today, Wednesday? I believe it is. How about a Wednesday afternoon, a little music to get you fired up? Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
I hear a lot of folks say, man, you're not quite right. You've been riding on that crazy side damn near all your life. It's not about to change, but they don't understand the thrill of riding thunder, holding lightning in my hand. I look for rodeo nights, stage second highs, hot little cowgirl with them jeans real tight. Music sounding loud, walking out to a rowdy crowd, getting high with the sights, spun by thousand pounds. They say this ain't living well, I gotta disagree. Surviving hills, pure as you'll put some life in me. No ivory tower, corporate ladder, Gucci ain't for me. I'll take my Stetson hat, Harry S, my Wrangler blue.
Cowboy, dress like a cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts, take it from me. World champion Rob Smets, being a cowboy, runs in your jeans.
All right, welcome back to Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on Making 8. That's right, your official voice of BuckersNow.com. And got to tell you, we're getting right down to it here. You know, one of the things I want to talk about, you know, as tired as we are, and, you know, we have been just working at it. I've been on the phone yesterday morning, cut off at about 11:30, did the show, went right back at it afterwards, and didn't get off the phone until about 9 or 10 o'clock last night. Actually, it was about 9 o'clock on the same time that Brendan's show started up for us here on the East Coast. So, but I got to tell you, you know, one of the things that we did, we actually ran into we were in Oklahoma, and they're called InVibe. And I don't know if you guys have ever heard about them. They've actually got a Facebook up, and we're going to get their link set up on Making 8, as well as Buckers Now. But, you know, InVibe is you know, they carry a product, and I know some people are kind of skeptical about it, but I got to tell you, since I've been wearing their bracelet, you know, and it's a frequency-type bracelet, it doesn't lose any kind of, you know, of that, but it truly does give you the sense of feeling more flexible, more energy. I don't know what it is about it, but I'm telling you, I've seen what it can do, and then I took it off for a couple days, and, you know, it drug me right back down. So I got to tell you, it really seems to work. So you guys go check out InVibe. Make sure to go check out their links. I want to tell them what they did for us out there. While we were in Oklahoma, they were broadcasting our site up there at their booth and really promoting us, handing out business cards, and really kind of jumping on board with the rest of you Making 8 Maniacs. So it was a fantastic time to run into them, and it was a cool thing. I see that somebody's actually cutting in and out. You know, that actually might be because I got a phone call that was cutting in, so that may have been what you heard. I don't know. Is it still cutting in and out there, fans? Let me know what you think right about now. I mean, if it's still cutting out, then we'll have to go to our just our regular headphone set. But I'm on the Bluetooth right now. So, you know, the other cool thing that we actually had an opportunity to do while we were in Oklahoma is hang out with Miss Rodeo USA. And we actually spent time with the outgoing one as well as the incoming Miss Rodeo USA. And we got pictures up. And it was actually fantastic. We, you know, it was really a cool opportunity to be able to hang out with them. And you guys can look forward to having Miss Rodeo USA join us on our show. She's going to be joining us in the lunch hour show as soon as she gets back home and starts getting things wound up. But I see the sound is kind of straightened out. And actually, I would have to say that's probably what it is we were getting a phone call coming in on the phone line about the same time. So that's what was causing that. But, you know, we got some cool things in the works. We had some cool things that we were able to experience out there in, you know, in Oklahoma. I'm going to kind of let you in. We did have an incident that occurred. And fortunately, I have not seen the YouTube broadcast of this yet. However, I will tell you that it was not pleasant for Making 8. But I would assume that it's going to be broadcasted out there before too long. Everybody who knows Making 8 knows that we're good friends with Rolf Hill. And anybody that knows Rolf Hill knows that he's a practical joker. So, we got down there. It was actually Tuesday night going into Wednesday. I was trying to get some sleep. You know, I had a big day ahead of me. Was going to go meet the Frost family, go meet the Westmeyer family, do the broadcast there with the ladies' luncheon. So I was a little nervous. I take that back. It was Wednesday night because Thursday was our broadcast there. So I was a little nervous, you know, and just trying to get focused on what we needed to do, make sure everything went real well. Well, Ross Hill had other ideas. And so what they did was they set up a little practical joke deal. They filled a bucket up with ice water and set it on the door. Well, myself, knowing Ross Hill like I do, I know that that guy's always up to something. So he calls me and asks me if he can come down and crash in the room. And I told him if it's just him, that's fine. But I heard a lot of people in the background, so I knew something was up. So he said he was going to be coming down. So sure enough, about 20 minutes later, he comes down. I looked through the little peephole in the hotel window and saw him standing all the way across the other side of the hallway. So I knew something was up. So I put the lock on the door before I opened it. just so it would open up maybe about 4 or 5 inches. And as soon as I opened up that door, water come rushing in. Apparently, he had set that bucket up on the door. So as soon as I opened it, it would tip over. He didn't get me there. But I thought, ha-ha, real funny, good practical joke. And I should have just left the door locked and went back to bed. But I didn't, and that was my mistake. So I opened up the door, and I got bombarded with about, I don't know, 6, 7 people coming in there, a bunch of cowboys, all with, you know, video cameras rolling. Of course, you know, I mean, I'm in my sweatpants, you know. It was a little chilly out there, so, yes, I was wearing pants at that time. Thank God. But anyways, it was not pretty. I mean, they had the guitar rolling, and they're in there singing songs. And as it turned out, I did not get any sleep that night. I ended up staying up till about 5:30 in the morning and had to be up at 7. So it was not a pretty picture. So what kind of led me into that is I want to find a way to get Ross Hill back. We have got to find a way to get this guy back. And I know we can prank call him. I can actually dial out on the phone, but I need your help, fans. You guys have got to help me. We may not do it today, but I need some ideas. You guys can drop me a line on Facebook, Twitter, Buckers Now, or send it right here in the chat room. But let's find a way to get Ross Hill back. That guy deserves to pay for what he did for me, and we're going to have to find a way to do that. You know, I know that now the shenanigans are broken out. Now, if some of you have followed me when we were out in Texas earlier this year with Ross Hill, his sister pulled a practical joke on me by decorating my truck while I was out in Texas and left my truck in Alabama with nothing but Alabama stuff. And, of course, being a Florida Gator fan did not go over too well. So the shenanigans are on, and I need your help there, fans. You know, he's pulled some support, so I'm pulling my Making Eight Maniacs. We've got to come up with something good to get him, and let's go ahead and see if we can't work on that. You guys let me know what we can do. Let's work behind the scenes, but Ross Hill has got it coming, and we've got to do that. I will tell you this, that I pray that those YouTube videos did not get brought out. I'm quite certain that they will at some point, but if you do, please just keep them to yourself because I don't want to know about it. But anyways, it was a good time out there hanging out with those guys, and I mean, shoot, that's the rodeo life right there. And like I said, there was video, unfortunately, but it was a good time. We'll get him back. So you guys got to let me know. You guys got to let me know what you think, some good ideas, and we'll set it up. I can prank call him here. We can dial out on the phone. Comes up as a New York number anyway, so he probably wouldn't have an idea of who it was. You know, we could probably get him pretty good. So let's see if we can't come up with something there, Making Eight Maniacs. I need your help. Anyways, let's see what else we got going on. Oh, you know what? Fort Worth is starting their pro rodeo this week. And I know that we're going to have some of our friends down there. Shane Hansey is going to be down there this week. We're going to have several of the top competitors down there in Fort Worth for the stock show down there. It's going to be a good time. You guys make sure to keep up with the PRCA website and go find out how those guys are doing. How about Brendan's show last night? What do y'all think of it? I saw some comments in there earlier about how at some points it was a little heated. You know, my thing is this, you know, with whatever happens with, you know, the broadcasting and that type of thing, bottom line is we get to see bull riders. We get to see our favorite bull riders, the top bull riders in the business, and we get to see these bulls, these fantastic bulls, the best bulls in the business. We get to watch them. Whatever the commentary is, whoever's behind the microphone, you know, it is what it is. The bottom line is this, is it supports the industry, it supports these bull riders. And the bottom line is if they're happy with what's going on there within the PBR and they're going to continue to keep riding for them, we got to keep supporting them because they're our favorite athletes. They're our favorite bull riders, you know. So, you know, I know that there were some heated topics, you know, when it came down to that last night on the Brendan Clark show. And, of course, he had Luke Snyder and McKinnon Wimberly and Sean Willingham and Mesa Pate on there. Of course, always with the lovely Miss Allie as well. But, you know, you can see they were kind of frustrated because they want the fans to be able to interact. It doesn't make a difference what, you know, what we're hearing, but it's what we're seeing. And that's the opportunity to be able to watch our favorite bull riders, the best in the business, go up against the best bulls in the world right here. So, you know, I really think that that's what it, you know, I think that's what we need to support regardless of those issues. You know, sure, it's always good to send them courtesy emails and tell them what we think of their broadcast, if they think they can make it better or they can improve it, you know. So let's, you know, let's go out there and let's support them for what they do. You know, I did see that Miss Chris go, absolutely. Allison, you know, she got bombarded last night. Questions were rolling in, and, of course, she's writing them down as they were coming in, and it was pretty heavy. I mean, she was pretty busy there for a while. I'll even admit that Macon 8 threw a couple questions in there, you know. But I was so pleased that they really got on board and answered your questions, you know. Yeah, there was a lot that got missed because there was so much coming at her, you know, and there's just so little time, especially when you're trying to get comments from each one of these bull riders that were out there with them. Now, Sean was actually a pretty quiet kind of guy. He was sitting back there in the background, and they put him in the corner, and I got word this morning that he was sleeping in still, so he missed the time for them to go out there and actually rope some calves. But I did get a picture from Luke Snyder and thought it was kind of cool to see all those guys out there as they're hanging out for the week and enjoying themselves. I think that friendship and that family is something that the rodeo industry will always have, and I just love it. The stream was very fast last night. I think a lot of it was because, you know, I think a lot of it is because Brennan started off, you know, with some issues there with Ustream, you know, but they finally got him worked out. But he was already kind of wound up because of that. So he's trying to roll things along as quickly as possible to make sure he got everything in there. But it was a good time. I actually really enjoyed, you know, hearing from those guys. And, of course, you know that, well, everybody with the exception of Luke Snyder has called our show, you know, and been a part of Macon 8. So Luke is the next one on my list, and I'm going to target him down and say, listen, man, the fans want to hear from you, so come on, get over here on the lunch hour show. That's my goal anyways. We'll see how it works out. But, I'd love to have Luke on the show. You know, it's a pleasure having Sean Willingham on just before New York. And, of course, we had Mesa and McKinnon on. And we look to have Mesa on as well here in the very near future after Anaheim so we can talk about how her bulls did. So you guys keep an eye on her bulls out there as we're going to talk about them, in the coming week after. Hopefully we can get her lined up. She's not too busy, but it'd be really nice to get them out there. You guys will be able to have the opportunity to follow along with them. So make sure you guys continue to get on board here with the lunch hour shows. We're kind of wound up tight. We got a lot of things in the works, and we're going to let you know. But before we do, we're going to step out and take another break. That's right. We got to give our sponsors a little bit of airtime. And, of course, this next one is brought to you by U.S. Rodeo Supply. That's right. I'm telling you, some of the best in the business. If you're looking for rodeo products, get on over to U.S. Rodeo Supply. Check them out. Go over and see Matt. Say howdy to him. How about we break out with a little buck, buck, buck and get ready for the this weekend's Anaheim event with the PBR. Don't go anywhere, fans. You listen to the Lunch Hour Radio Show with Macon 8.
It's Friday night and the lights are bright in the Coliseum downtown. This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. And as we see, Miss Barbara had to slip on out of there real quick and in a hurry. Apparently, she's having some issues over that way. We want to send her the best. Well, I got to tell you, I was checking Twitter here during our break and saw that some of you were asking questions about this bracelet. It's from InVibe. And we're going to get a link posted up. They do have a Facebook link, and I believe we're going to get them recruited over there to Buckers Now here in the real near future. But they've got some great product lines, and I'm going to tell you right here firsthand, I have not felt better. And I did test it, you know, by taking it off for a couple days and coming back, and it just seems like I do have a lot more energy. Things are going a lot more smoother. I'm able to be more alert as well as being more flexible out here. When it talks about the job at hand, you know, I mean, just feel like you got more energy and you can do a lot more. I don't know, you know, exactly the whole system behind it, but I can tell you that it's a system that is working for me anyways. So just something to throw at you out there. Hopefully you guys will be able to catch word and go over there. And you know what? Make sure to send them a big thank you for supporting Makin8 while we were out there in Oklahoma. That was a great time. The one thing I really wanted to catch wind and talk to you guys about, is something that's real important to me. We got back here off the plane and we started getting some phone calls about some events that we're looking to get out to. And I can tell you right now that we have the opportunity to be in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, on the 28th through the 30th right here. We could be up there in Tennessee covering a Zebra deal. However, we're looking for some sponsors, obviously, to help get us up there. We did very well over in Oklahoma. We were able to put it together, and I believe that we can do the same thing here. We've got some great packages lined up. Myself and Matt with Buckers Now have been working on this deal. You know, we're looking for five sponsors, and I believe we've got – I know we've got one for sure. I believe we've got two, but, we're still needing three to four more to get us lined up. It's $600, and it gets you five broadcasts. We're looking to do a road trip. It's going to be 3 days up in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and then the next weekend it'll be 2 days, actually, in, Coleman, Alabama. It'll be another Zebra event that we'll be broadcasting, a lot of bull riding out there. And I'm telling you, they've got some of the best. They've got Luke Kaufman out there behind the microphone doing the announcing. They got Matt Merritt in the barrel, and they've got some of the best bullfighters in the business going to be out there. So, you know, it's a great opportunity for you guys to be able to sit back and watch a lot of bull riding. Obviously, know the PBR is going to be going on. However, like I said, our shows are always archived. You can go back and watch them anytime you want. And, you just can't get enough bull riding, I'm telling you. I mean, how about watching some of the PBR and then going back and watching, you know, some Zebra. And I'm telling you, with their finals, it's going to be jam up. I mean, they've got 40 of the top bull riders as well as 20 of the top barrel racers. And we have the opportunity to bring you the action right here through Makin8. That door's just kind of opened up for us. Believe that it's going to happen for us, and we're going to continue to keep driving at it. Looking for those last-minute sponsors, if you guys have an idea. The big thing is with what we did in the week in Oklahoma, we were at 12,000 views of our shows all last week. We're currently at 12,000. Fans, that's a whole lot of people that are tuning in, and we sure do appreciate every one of you for doing that. I'm telling you, that meant a lot to us to have the support group from you guys being able to tune in and watch. We can do it again right there at the Zebra Finals. We got a lot of athletes that are going to be out there competing, and a lot of the top names, you'll hear about them. I mean, Josh Faircloth is one of them, and we've seen him on tour. You know, I mean, it's those type of caliber bull riders that you're going to see there, as well as some of the bulls. So, I mean, there's no rest for the weary. We've been driving at it. We've been working on getting this thing rolling, and we've got a great opportunity. So if you guys are interested, hey, go out there and spread the word. I mean, send some emails out to some folks. Tell them, look, you know, you guys have an opportunity to really be out here, and we want to see this broadcast. You know, It's, you know, we're talking a minimal charge. I mean, $600 to get your name out there. It would feature you in one event, so they would be the feature sponsor for one particular day out of the five broadcasts we're going to be doing, three of them in Tennessee, two of them in Alabama. And, you know, I mean, that would, you would also be in the mix with the other sponsors throughout the rest of the show. So it's five events featuring you in one of those. We can do some really cool things for you. Get a hold of Making Eight. Tell them, hey, you know, call these guys. They have a great opportunity for you to get some great advertisement for these 5 days. So that's what we're working on right now behind the scenes. I mean, like I said, we got back and the phone started ringing, and it hasn't stopped. So we've got some other dates coming up in the near future with some other really good events that we're going to be bringing you right here on Making Eight. Those events are really, a lot of them are already locked in. I mean, they said, you know what, we like what you did there. We like the fans that you bring with you. Hey, we're going to have you here. And so they've already agreed to the terms, and we're set to roll. We're going to be traveling all around this year. 2011 is going to be fantastic for us, but more importantly, it's going to be fantastic for you, the fans. You're going to see a whole lot of rodeo. You're going to see a whole lot of bull riding out there for Making Eight. So we sure do appreciate you. Make sure to keep spreading the word. Get over to Buckers now and get yourself a profile built if you haven't already. And I'm telling you, join the party, man. It's going to be a wild one. You know, we have an opportunity to really get out there and promote our sponsors, promote these associations that really need the exposure that you know, they haven't been able to get elsewhere. So we're going to bring it to them, and we're going to rely on you to support us and continue to spread the word about us. I mean, that's your job as a Making Eight maniac, and we know you guys have done it so well, and we do appreciate it. So make sure to continue to do that as we're just getting things started right here with Making Eight and Buckers now. Wow, I'll tell you, that's probably about all I got in my notes. I know that, you know, we sat back, like I said, watched a really good show last night. Brendan and those guys really explained a lot when it came down to riding with the helmets as well as riding with these Brazilian ropes. You see a lot of them. Sean Willingham coming over to a Brazilian rope now, you know. These guys are pretty high strung about what they're doing there, and you know, I think that it's a great thing. I really do. That these guys are stepping out and they're trying new things, trying to better themselves, and they've got a good opportunity to win some money out there at these bull rides. You know, Brendan is feeling more and more comfortable with it, and I think these other guys will as well. Hey, just like they said last night on the show, if you can't beat them, join them, you know, and that's when it comes down to the Brazilians. You know, a lot of these guys are really feeling like they know what it takes, you know, that the Brazilians have the edge, and part of it is because of the ropes that they use. Wow, I see Miss Sandy Graber, 2G Bucking Bulls, is in the house with us right here today. Want to say a big old shout-out to you. Thanks for tuning in. We were just talking about you, Miss Sandy, and about how well you did in New York with the fantasy bull riding, or the fantasy, I guess, what is it, the fantasy draft with the PBR. Know you guys did real well with that, and I told them, you know, I need some help here, so you guys are going to have to give me a hand and see what we can do to get, you know, to get some good picks. We want to get out there. We're also going to work on starting up that group page. Oh, wow, I see Miss Sandy's still having issues with no sound. So let's see what we can get down here. Hopefully she'll get on board with us, and you guys will have to fill her in on what she missed. I know that we've got a contest coming up here momentarily. We got Mr. Cody. PBR news for you, and if you guys did not get your email sent out, well, shame on you, because you've got some great prizes, and you know, I know it was a tougher contest, made y'all do your homework. The question was, I believe, let me get this right, was who are the second highest score ever in bull riding history, who was it? And where was it? That was the initial question, and then he would give you a bonus question. He would put your name in the hat twice if you got the bonus question right, which was, where was it? I think. Man. No. It was who was it and when was it, and then where was it for the other one. But we're going to get him to come out here and hash things out right now because we've got him on the line. Cody Burleson, you're on the Lunch Hour Radio Show.
Hey, what's up, Scott? What's up, Making Eight Maniacs?
Well, we're all waiting anxiously to find out who the winner is of the PBR News for You giveaway.
Okay, I've already done the drawing because I didn't know if I'd actually have enough time to do it when I was on the show. First off,
well, don't give who it was. Give the answer first.
Yeah. First off, the first question for one entry: who was the second highest scoring bull ride in rodeo history, next to Wade Leslie's 100-point perfect ride? Answer is Denny Flynn. What year? 1979. A lot of people actually got the month and the day right as well. But, you know, kudos for that. and then city and state was Palestine, Illinois, for the bonus.
Really? Okay. So Denny Flynn, and actually he was just inducted in the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame this past year, 2010, so hats off to him. That was a great question, Cody. But now we have the answer. We know it was Denny Flynn. Who was it that got the contest prize right?
Oh, let's see. Scott Messick.
What?
Nah, Angela Jones.
Angela Jones. So, Angela, if you're listening out there, what's that?
I said Angela Jones is the winner.
Wow. Well, congratulations to Angela for winning the PBR News for You giveaway. You know, it's a great prize, and you got to make sure you contact Cody, and we can get you those prizes sent right out. Cody, I thank you. I think that was a really good prize, and it sure made them think about what they were doing. Make no mistake, that was a big deal. You guys might hear me cutting out because it's chiming in right now, and so that's why you're getting the audio cutouts. But Cody, hey, where's your cowboy logic for the day there, Buckaroo?
If something's not bothering you, don't bother it.
Good point. I like it, man. I like it.
One little thing here. If Angela Jones, if you're listening, you can still email me at probullfighter287@yahoo.com. Send me your name and your mailing address and all that good stuff, and I'll get all the prizes sent out as soon as I can.
Wonderful. Now, was that Yahoo or yahoo.com?
Yahoo, same thing.
Hey, Cody, hey, man, I appreciate what you did for the fans out here. I know they loved it. You know, I think it's a cool thing, and I know that Angela is going to look forward to seeing getting that autographed jersey as well as the Brendan Clark cutout. Thanks for the cowboy logic for the day, buddy. You going to be able to call in tomorrow and give us some more?
Oh, yeah, I've got plenty of time. You know, I take lunch at 1 o'clock for the rest of the week and then next week, so you guys will be getting it pretty much, about 8 days in a row or so, minus Saturday?
Good deal, man. Good deal. Well, we can't wait. We're looking forward to it, buddy, and we sure appreciate it.
All righty, Scott. Making Eight Maniacs, thank you all for being such great fans. We really appreciate that, you know, just all the support and everything you guys give everybody out there.
Most definitely, bud, most definitely. Thanks for that, man, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All righty, Scott. Later, buddy.
See ya. All right, guys, there you have it. PBR News for You, Mr. Cody Burleson, giving us a cowboy logic for the day. Well, throwing out a really good contest there yesterday, and congratulations to Miss Angela Jones for being the winner of our PBR News for You giveaway. Great job, guys, and, you know, thanks for you guys participating. It was a tough contest. Made you guys do your homework a little bit. And, of course, Denny Flynn, you know, being the second highest scoring bull ride in history back in 1979, and I believe it was a 98-point ride. I could be mistaken, but I think it was a 98-point ride was what he had, 97 or 98. Oh, you know what? I didn't see that, Miss Crisco. We'll ask Cody that tomorrow when we get him back on the air. How's that sound? We'll ask him how many correct answers there were. I know there were some that actually weren't correct, and he sends you out a notice. But you know what? You guys got to keep at it. You know, if you don't make it right, you know, go back and send him that right answer. Keep doing your homework on it. We want to hear from you guys. So Well, we got about 15 minutes left in the show, and I'm still looking for you guys to give me the info on what's going on. What do y'all know? Like I said, you know, we've got some cool things coming up. If we can get these sponsorship deals lined up for this short notice thing, and hey, we want it. You know, we definitely want to. We want to get out there to more of these events. You know, we had a great time out there in Oklahoma, but hey, that was just 1 week. You know, we can't just sit back and celebrate on it. We're ready to go back to work, and we've got a lot more coming your way. Like I said, this being a good opportunity coming up, but we're only 10 days away from it, so we're gonna have to work really hard and try to get the sponsorships lined up. I'd love to be out there and promoting Zebra for what they've done. You know, through the course of the year, we were actually had the opportunity to be up in not only Alabama, but also Statesville, North Carolina. Got to hang out with Luke Kaufman, as he announced. And I'm telling you, Matt Merritt, you know, there's some funny acts right there, and we can really put on a great event. I see that one of the questions coming in, the Enterprise not being affiliated with the PBR anymore. I don't believe they are. I know that they're not sponsoring Flint, obviously. We don't have – you know, they merged at the beginning of last season with the their Touring Pro, you know, combining the Humps and Horns Tour, the Enterprise Tour. You know, so they're combining those tours. You know, they combined those tours into the Touring Pro division last year, and then of course this year, you know, it just seems like Enterprise has stepped out almost completely. Now they may be doing some more individual events or that type of thing, but I do believe they've pretty much stepped out. So it's unfortunate. You know, they got to get their money's worth out of it, and unfortunately, I just don't believe that, you know, enough people are supporting it. So we'll have to keep working at it. And, you know, the PBR is going to continue. They've got some great sponsors on board this year, and, you know, we sure do appreciate them. The biggest thing is for us to get out there and let them know that we support them for what they're doing for us, you know, because they are the ones that are providing the means. They're the ones that are providing the opportunity for us to be able to catch as much PBR action as we are. So, you know, if the sponsors drop off, we start losing airtime. We don't get to see these guys as much. Maybe ticket prices have to go up a little bit more. You know, things get real difficult at that point. So we've got to continue to keep showing our support for those sponsors. And, you know, it's not just the sponsors for the PBR, but also the sponsors for any one of these events out here. You know, same way with us. You know, we could not have done what we did if it was not for the support of guys like CLG, if it wasn't for the support of, you know, Humps and Horns, if it wasn't for the support of those guys, we would not have been able to provide as much coverage as we did last week, you know. So we have to thank them. We also have to thank the IPRA and the PBF sponsors for what they did, because they allowed them the opportunity to put on such a great production. You know, it's a joint effort. That's where everybody works as a team to try to make something happen, and they did, and they did it well, you know. But we fans have to get out there and tell them thank you for the job that they did. You know, and a thank you will go a long way, fans. It really does. You know, to show that gratitude to somebody, and you know what, that kind of leads me into a post that was posted this morning by none other than our good buddy, Mr. Rob Smets. Let me see if I can go back and find it. You know, and actually here it is right here in front of me. He posted it on Facebook this morning, but, you know, here's some more cowboy logic for you. As we express our gratitude, we must never forget the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live by them. And that came from John F. Kennedy. And that's some great cowboy logic for you. You know, I mean, think about it. You know, that's the way we express our gratitude. We live by them. We don't just express them by words. You know, we don't just throw words at them, but we live by them. And that's exactly what we need. And, you know, we need to continue to do that for all of our sponsors. You know, it doesn't take much to get out there and just send a courtesy email, you know, through their website, through whatever means you can to say, hey, listen, we know that you guys were part of this, and we just want to tell you thank you. Because we are – now, it makes them want to strive that much more. And just like the PBR listens to you, the sponsors will listen to you as well. And it makes them drive a lot more harder to be in the position to do that for you, the fans. Because they know you benefit. Oh, I see Mr. Rodney sends a big old howdy to us, and we want to send a big old howdy right back there, 2G Bucking Bulls. And, of course, Miss Sandy there with us, and we sure do appreciate you guys. Miss you already. Can't wait to get back to Oklahoma and hang out with you a little bit more. You know, I see Christy's comment there in the chat room about, you know, Luke last night was talking, and you know, as everybody's out trying to get sponsors, you know, and you see that you saw what Brendan Clark did for his last night and posting up Ariat boots and setting up, you know, DeWalt, Stanley DeWalt out there, you know, just – kind of promoting them, and you know, that's kind of what we have opened the door to do for some of our guys that are affiliated with us. You know, I mean, you saw it with Austin Meyer when we were talking about the Six Shooter clothing, and we gave him an opportunity to promote his sponsors, and you know, that's kind of what we've opened up that door for. Now, you know, Luke is, you know, I mean, he's a longtime veteran of the game. He knows how to carry himself as a professional. And there's no doubt in my mind that Luke will get the sponsors that he needs. We hope to be in contact with him. I'd love to have Luke out there and have him wear and make an 8 brand. I mean, how cool would that be for you, the fans? You know, this is a guy that, you know, along with Brendan, really supports Making 8. But, you know, he supports you, the fans, and they're directly affiliated with you. So how cool would that be? You know, we'll have to go to the drawing board. Let's sit down and talk with him and see what we can work out. You know, that's right, Miss Sandy. I see that you posted out there that, you know, the fans absolutely do listen to what or the sponsors and everybody else do listen to what the fans say. And, you know, that's exactly what it is. It comes down to they appreciate the knowledge, just knowing that it truly did impact, you know, that their contribution to what they did had meaning to you, the fans. And that's what we want to continue to do. Whether you go and buy their product isn't going to matter to them if you send them a courtesy thank you for the job that they do. I mean, obviously, we would like for you guys to be able to utilize their products, you know. But at the same time, you know, it goes a long way for you to show your gratitude. And that's what we hope that you, the Making 8 fans, will continue to do for us. That's what it's all about right there, reaching out to everybody. And we're going to continue to do that. We got some cool things. Anaheim's coming up this weekend. I know that we've got our Back on the Ranch show Sunday night. You know, we might have to adjust the time a little bit accordingly with the PBR. I'm not sure what time their broadcast is going to be. We've got to get that group page set up. Now, you guys got to get over on Twitter, get over on Buckers Now. We'll see if we can't get that link posted up so we can set up for that link for that group. The Making 8 Maniacs group, we'll get everybody on board with that. And, shoot, I need some help with my picks. Miss Sandy, get Rodney on the horn with me and tell me I got to get my picks set up for this week as soon as they're posted. So I'm a little behind on the 8 ball because I did so bad in New York, and then I didn't even do one last weekend. So shame on me, I know. But we got to get some of those picks set up. So you guys get out there and throw me some insight here. You guys are the ones that know more about it probably than I do. Probably more than the Bull Riders do. You know, you guys are so up on it. So we rely heavily on your support there. But I believe that's going to do it for our show here today. They're Making 8 Maniacs. I want to thank everybody for taking the time to tune in with us. Got to let you know we'll be right back at it tomorrow, 12:30 Eastern Standard Time. It's another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show with Making 8, your official voice of Buckers Now. So until tomorrow, there, fans, get a grip.
You say your mama called and you must go. She's down in the bed and needs you so. And you don't know if you'll be coming home tonight or not. Honey, ain't your mama sick a lot? Lately, your head hurts every night. Could it be you wear your clothes too tight? Since you don't seem to hear or see a thing I say or do, then I know there's nothing I can do for you. This ain't my first rodeo. This ain't the first. first time this old cowboy's been froze. This ain't the first I've seen this dog and pony show. This ain't my first rodeo. Telling me you lost your wedding band. Somehow you say it slipped right off your hand. When I ask about those boxes stacked there by the door, you say it's just some old things you don't wear no more. I didn't make it all the way through school, but my mama didn't raise any fools. I may not be the Einstein of our time, but honey, I'm not dumb and I'm not blind. This ain't my first rodeo. This ain't the first time this old cowboy's been thrown. This ain't first I've seen this dog and pony show. Honey, this ain't my first rodeo. This ain't my first rodeo. This ain't the first time this old cowboy's been thrown. This ain't.
Five-time world champion Rob Smits. You're listening to MakingEight.com.